Okay, so where we are in the text is we thought about our precious human life and its benefits and the difficulty of getting it, how it doesn't last forever, and so better not to waste it because we're going to die, and at the time we die, the only thing we take with us is our karma and our mental habits. And since karma is very powerful, you know, karma will throw us into another life and will also influence what we become, what our habits are, what our environment we're in, what happens to us in our future lives. And so seeing this situation and realizing the danger in it, because when we do some introspection, we see that we've created a lot of negativities in this life, let alone in previous lives, so many previous lives when we haven't even met the Dharma. You know, imagine the negativities we've created in them, when even this life where we've met the Dharma, we've created so much negativity. So then, you know, we become quite concerned and we realize we need some help, we need some guidance, we need support. And so then we turn to the three jewels of refuge. And what we seek for them is the Buddha. The Dharma is the real refuge, because when we can, the Dharma jewel is the true cessations and true paths. When we can actualize those in our mind, then our mind is liberated. And that's, you know, when our mind becomes the Dharma jewel, then that's liberation, okay? So we have become the Dharma jewel, yeah? When we realize, and so that's why the Dharma is the real refuge, you know, that we turn to, because that's the one we actualize. When we actualize the Dharma, we become a Sangha member. And then as we practice and purify our mind even more, we become the Buddha. Okay? So in terms of actualizing the three refuges, first we become the Dharma jewel, the Sangha jewel, the Buddha jewel. Okay? So those are the resultant three refuges. What we need to do in order to actualize those is we need to take refuge first in the causal three refuges, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha, that at the moment are external to us. Yeah, because if we already had realized the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha inside of us, then we would already be free, okay? So we need to start by taking refuge in the Dharma that is external, the Sangha members and the Buddha jewel. So here the analogy is often given. I didn't talk about this last time, did I? No. That and I think it's a very good analogy, and the more we can really get this analogy into our head, the better it helps us. Is we're like a patient, somebody who's sick. You know, our disease is samsara. We go to the Buddha, who is the like the doctor, and the Buddha gives us a diagnosis and says, you know, you're suffering from the first noble truth, Trudukha, and the causes, yeah, the spiritual virus that's causing all of this, true origins, you know, it's rooted in the chief spiritual virus, which is ignorance, okay? And so you need to take the medicine, which is the true path, to gain the realizations of the path, specifically the wisdom realizing emptiness. And that will lead you to a state of health, which is true cessations, the cessations of all the dukkha and its causes. So the Buddha diagnoses the illness, prescribes the Dharma as the medicine to take. Okay, being limited beings, yeah, we get the prescription, and then we get the pills if we're lucky. We go to the pharmacy, we get the pills, but we forget how to take them, you know? One blue in the morning, two pink in the afternoon, half a tab of the green one in between. We need help, okay? So the Sangha is like the help, the people who help us take the medicine, you know, who crush it up and mix it with the Abbey's applesauce and put it in the spoon and go open wide and, you know, helps us take the medicine. So we need all three jewels, you know, to help us, because otherwise sometimes we don't, you know, we're suffering, but we don't go to the doctor. We're too lazy. Or we don't go to the doctor because we're actually afraid the doctor's going to tell us we're sick. Even though we know we're sick, we know we're sick. We don't really want to know. We want to keep pretending we're okay. So we don't even want to go to the doctor, you know. So we don't go to Dharma class. We don't ask spiritual questions at all. Sometimes we go, we get the prescription of the medicine. We say, that's nice. Stuff it in the bottom of whatever we happen to be carrying and forget about it. So we go to Dharma class. Oh, that's very nice. Go home, forget about the Dharma, you know, don't practice at all. Sometimes we keep the prescription with us, you know, we put it on the refrigerator, you know, with the magnet on top, but we don't go fill it. Yeah, so that's like getting you went to class, you got the Dharma books, but you bring the Dharma books home, but you don't read them, and you don't go back to class. Or sometimes you go and get the medicine, you fill the prescription, and you put it there right on your nightstand, and you don't take it. Because, I don't know, those pills look so pretty, but they probably don't taste so good. Yeah, so I'll just look at them. That'll make me feel better. Yeah, so that's like, you know, we have our altar, we have our Dharma books. We have notebooks full of notes. We never read any of them. We never sit down on the cushion. Yeah, we have all the medicine, but we don't take it, so we don't get well. Okay, then enters the nurse, one of your Dharma friends, who says, you know, you're looking worse than you did before. And we go, oh no, I'm feeling fine. I look just as well. I'm feeling fine. Everything's great. And your friend kind of keeps bugging you and says, you know, your temper's worse and everybody sees that, and finally succeeds in convincing us that we need to take the medicine. And so this kind friend, you know, knowing that it's the Sangha, yeah, knowing that we don't even want the applesauce, we're too good for the medicine crushed in the applesauce. It has to be mixed in chocolate pudding. Yeah, so, you know, the Sangha helps, makes the medicine really digestible, mix it in the chocolate pudding, you know, plays Zoom, and then gives us a piece of chocolate cake, like a kiddie treat, at the end for taking our medicine. And then we start to get well. Yeah? But we gotta take that medicine, otherwise it just doesn't happen. Okay? And the thing is, the Buddha, Dharma, and Sangha can help us. But even if they put the medicine in our mouth, we still have to swallow it. Nobody can swallow it for us. Okay, we have to do that ourselves. Yeah. So, you know, this is where personal responsibility comes in. Yeah, we're in a predicament. You know, others help us, but we have the responsibility to do our part. Yeah. Otherwise, the time of death comes. We've been miserable our whole life, but we have a beautiful altar and tons of Dharma books and even more notebooks. you know, filled with notes, and even computer files with all the theses that Jeffrey sent us, all the books on computer files, PDFs of everything. Haven't read any of them, haven't practiced any of them. We just look at our altar and we tell our friends, look at our beautiful altar. And there's a picture of me with the guru. Don't we look good together? And he signed it. Yeah. And we're a little bit kind of puffed up because he not only signed it, but he dedicated it to me so it has my name on it. Yeah, but you know, we're lying in our bed dying, and what good does that picture do us? Zero. Yeah, because what really helps us at the time of death is our practice. Yeah, so death is the real test of our practice. And since we can't escape death, yeah, we better practice.